WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. This weekend, College Station is playing host to the U.S. Quidditch Association's Southwest Regional Championship. Austin Erickson is the president of Texas A&M's Quidditch Association, which has two teams playing in the tournament.
We're famed for being the rough, tough region of the Quidditch world. It's great when we go to the actual World Cup where all the regions play. The Southwest has always been dominant.
Erickson says human Quidditch, unlike the Harry Potter version, which is played on broomsticks in the air, is a full contact sport that combines elements of rugby, dodgeball, and Olympic handball. Other activities, vendors and food trucks, and a beer garden will be at Veterans Park for this free event. For game times, go online to usquidditch.org. A Bryan man arrested Wednesday night for evading arrest from Bryan police and accused of possessing a plastic bag containing cocaine has died. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office reports 39-year-old Johnny Hall was taken to a local hospital after jail employees reported he appeared to be disoriented. An autopsy has been ordered. The Texas Jail Commission has been notified, and the Texas Rangers has been asked to conduct an investigation independent of an internal probe by the Sheriff's Office. A Bryan man is in jail for the 14th time in 12 years.
30-year-old Jazzeray Johnson was arrested following a foot chase with a DPS trooper in the area of Highways 21 and 47 Wednesday around 5 p.m. According to the arrest report, that's after the trooper clocked Johnson's car going 118 miles an hour on Highway 21 in Burleson County. Johnson was arrested for reckless driving, evading arrest, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Earlier this week in the area of Highways 21 and 47 was a road rage incident that brought out DPS and the Brazos County Sheriff's Office. According to the sheriff's arrest report, a semi intentionally struck a two-ton truck, forcing the pickup into the median on 21 near OSR. The driver of the semi, 49-year-old Daniel Flitz of Hearn, is out of jail after posting bond on a charge of deadly conduct. No injuries were reported. A Bryan man's been arrested for the sixth time for driving while intoxicated. 30-year-old William Rice was stopped earlier this week at 2 in the morning by a Bryan police officer who clocked him going 53 miles an hour in Villa Maria between Cabot and South College. According to the arrest report, Rice told the officer he had consumed alcohol and was taking prednisone, amoxicillin, Tamiflu, Vyvanse, and Adderall. Rice, who's out of jail after posting bond, is awaiting trial from an arrest a year ago on a DWI charge of two prior convictions. A broken taillight led to the sixth arrest of a Bryan man in 14 months for driving with a suspended license. According to the arrest report from Bryan police, 51-year-old Tommy Magea hit the taillight several times to get it working again. Then he was arrested for driving with an invalid license with prior convictions. Magea is out of jail after posting bond. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
2 years ago, Texas voters overwhelmingly passed a constitutional amendment diverting $5 billion of sales tax money to highways and other transportation projects. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner has been asking questions about how the legislature can use the highway money from Proposition 7 for other things.
In times in which budgets are tight, like this session, with a 60% vote of both chambers, you can actually stop the appropriation to transportation of that money, and it flows back into your general checking book.
Schwertner on WTAW's The Infomaniac says transportation priorities have been met, but not the state's health care, education, and criminal justice needs. It's been more difficult to contact Bill Flores and other Republican members of Congress. Flores puts the blame on a liberal organization called Indivisible for jamming phone lines, emails, and social media.
Our staff is tied up in our local district office taking 15 calls from the same person where that person is saying the same thing each time.
Flores says his constituents have more trouble getting through.
It's hurting our ability to help veterans with their VA claims, to help people that have where the IRS has fouled up their tax refund, or to help somebody that needs an emergency passport to go overseas because of a family emergency.
Flores says the best way to reach him is to fill out the online contact form at flores.house.gov. Recently retired Texas A&M Foundation President Eddie Joe Davis has been announced as this year's Aggie Muster Speaker on the flagship campus. This year's ceremony will take place Friday, April 21st at 7 p.m. at Reed Arena. It is the largest of more than 300 muster ceremonies around the world, honoring Aggies who died during the past year. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 54 degrees. You can text or call us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
BCR Realtors was very helpful in getting me approved for a mortgage loan when I didn't think it was possible. Once approved, they helped me find the right home that fit my needs. BCR then helped me get my duplex sublease so I could buy before my lease was over. They even helped me set up my utilities so that I didn't have to miss work. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
Reliable and dependable equipment is essential to landowners. When working the land, knowing you have a 5-year powertrain warranty standing behind you gives you your peace of mind. The 45-horsepower tractor from John Deere at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment will clear fields, move bales, grade roads, and stand the test of time with a 5-year powertrain warranty. Now, it's more affordable than ever with payments as low as $159 a month. Stop by the Sioux Falls Prater nearest you or cptractor.com for more information. Some residency restriction may apply and subject to approved credit.
Addiction can kill, but it doesn't have to. Better Addiction Care offers the best resources for you to get help. Call 888-377-5179, 888-377-5179 to begin your road to recovery today. Asking for help is one of the hardest things to do, so don't ask, just call 888-377-5179. When you make this free and confidential call to Better Addiction Care, people who care are ready to match you with the right facility for you. You may not even know that FMLA will give you up to 3 months off work to start your recovery. Call Better Addiction Care now. 888-377-5179. That's 888-377-5179. If you have insurance through your job or your parents, it could mean little to no cost to you. Addicts have three options: prison, death, or recover. Make the right choice today. Call 888-377-5179. 888-377-5179. 888-377-5179.
Hey, 8:11, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
High pressure has moved away from the region and allows moisture to come into the area from the Gulf. We'll see clouds today and eventually some showers as well. Temperatures 70 to 75 today. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. The showers end 55 to 60 for our low. Clouds followed by partial sun tomorrow. It's going to be a warm start to the weekend. Highs approaching 80 tomorrow afternoon. Sunday, we'll have clouds and a few showers. High Sunday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you are. Rain's pretty much moved out of the Houston area right now, but you're still going to go through some heavy rain right around Prairie View and that area. And then just before you get to Cypress, it should, at least for now, not be raining on you. But that could change today. So, ever wanted a delectable crab sandwich?
But sure.
Sure. Of course. But you just don't have time to hit your favorite seafood place.
Nope.
I don't know if Red Lobster would have a crab sandwich. Yeah, which again is
man,
the top choice
you think of like a crab,
seafood.
Like po' boy.
Yeah. Yep. Well, the good folks at McDonald's are here to save the day.
No.
Yeah. KGO in San Francisco reports the fast food giant offering their own version that features Atlantic snow crab,
lies,
celery, seasoned mayonnaise. You don't get to pick it out of the tank. You know, and it's on a sourdough bun and it's only
$8.99. $8.99?
Yeah. Hey, I'm just saying. That's in the San Francisco Bay Area. It's available in 4 locations in San Jose.
They can't even
give it a try.
They can't even keep fake ground beef.
I know.
In good quality.
I know. I'm just saying. All right, so Chelsea Fashion Week. If I say New York Fashion Week, what does that do for you?
What does it do for me? Yeah. It really just means a bunch of celebrities go up to New York and sit on the sidelines of these runways for Fashion Week.
Well, so, and I understand, and I think for the vast majority of people, you have to buy clothes that are stylish, but they have to be functional too, right?
Right. I mean, half the stuff that I see that is on the runway is very couture, and it's not something you will ever wear.
No.
Ever.
Yeah.
And or even expensive. See in a shop. Sometimes I feel like they just make this one dress before the show, and then you never see it again.
All right, so quickly, here are the top trends out of Fashion Week so that you'll know. It says here that you'll be seeing everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, sure, right. Pantsuits, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fringe.
Okay.
All right. Burgundy red.
Ooh.
That could be Aggie Maroon.
Yeah.
That'd be Aggie Maroon.
That might be good.
New Americana. This is fashion offering a modern take on American classics like quilted parkas and sheer torso varsity sweaters. Check patterns, plaids and tartans big. Gold. Cozy clothing.
Ooh.
Including plush cocoon coats and oversized sweaters. That's the other thing is weather. Down here does have something to do with that, too.
Yeah. True.
You'd have the nicest oversized sweater in the world, and you can wear it like three
days.
For a month.
Yeah.
Plus, if you're lucky.
Plus, cocoon coats makes me think of George Costanza's coat from Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
The Gore-Tex
one. Yeah, there you go. All right, so there. That's what's happening.
All right.
But we'll try to help you trend here, parents. Let me get to the list. I have the list of the hot names for kids so far in 2017, because you want to do that.
Right.
Okay, here we go. It's the hottest baby names for 2017. In boys, Kid. K-Y-D.
K-Y-D?
K-Y-D.
What's up, Kid?
Okay.
Hey, Kid.
Albie. Isaac. Gunther.
Gunther.
Benahar. B-E-N-A-J-A-H.
Where does that
Benahar.
Come from?
Benahar. I don't know. Lucian. Beauregard.
Beauregard?
I don't know. Cassian and Sullian.
Who did they ask?
I'm not sure.
Russians?
I'm not sure. Okay, here are your girl names. Alicia.
Okay.
Aliza, which I guess is A-L-I-Z-E-H. Is that right?
Okay.
Lillian.
Maybe Eliza, but maybe in a weird spelling.
Be.
Okay.
Lillian. Hey.
Lillian.
Ben's wife is named Lillian.
Yeah.
So there.
Yeah, that's a pretty name.
Ines. I-N-E-S?
Ines.
Ines, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. Mona,
okay.
Samara, Saren, Tahiti, and Tijuana.
All right.
Huh. Okay.
All righty.
Okay, there you are. Those are the hot names for 2017.
You know, I really liked the name earlier in our arrest report, Jazzeray.
Yeah. Jazzeray.
Yeah.
That sounds like you're up to having a big time. Up to having a big time. So there. A retiree in New York won the lottery thanks to a can of soup. Neil D'Amato said one night on a whim he decided to head on over to the old Stop and Shop for a can of soup for dinner. While he was there, on yet another whim, he bought a pair of lottery scratch tickets from a vending machine. Scratched the first ticket, instant winner of $5 million.
Wow.
In New York Lottery, set for life.
He's buying soup for dinner, wins
That's
the lottery.
He opted out for the lump sum payment of $2,600,000. Credits his good fortune to that can of chicken soup.
And it was chicken, not tomato for Mr. D'Amato.
There you go. Yeah.
You know, interesting lottery headline, at least, that I saw the other day. I guess in the UK, the age to buy lottery tickets is only 16.
Oh, is that right?
And it was a story about a 17-year-old who won $1 million, but the headline just said, why it ruined my life and why the age should be, you know, upped to 18 years old. So
why did it ruin his life?
It was a female. I'll have to go back and look, but I just thought that was really,
Hello?
Hey, on the popular girl names or whatever?
Yeah.
You said Saren, as in like Saren Gas?
No, really? I don't know. Well, S-E-R-E-N, I guess. Yeah, okay. It's certainly said the same way.
Huh.
Yeah, thanks.
Wow.
Thanks.
Here we go. This is why she decided. This is why it ruined her life.
Okay.
Well, she decided to buy boobs. Then she decided to buy 50 more designer handbags. She also bought a chihuahua named Princess. Okay. I just went shopping all the time.
Okay. All right. Well, again.
So she blames the lotto bosses for ruining her life.
Sorry.
And says it should be 18, like an 18-year-old's more responsible
right,
with that kind
exactly.
of money.
Exactly.
Got a lawsuit on the way, that's for sure.
He sure is. Willie Nelson is back on stage performing Thursday night at the San Antonio Stock Show and Rodeo. Nelson missed a three-night stint in California last week and shows set for New Mexico and Arizona. A rep saying Nelson had a terrible cold and needed rest. The singer also canceled two Vegas shows in late January, but returned for the last three in early February. Jacqueline Carl, Fox News.
Good.
Hey.
Glad he's doing well.
There you go. Well, Clip went to see him, and he didn't play. He got got he missed him.
And every time he gets sick, you know, you get worried.
Yeah, well, because he's 80-something. Yeah. So now, have you followed this whole thing about the Miami Marlins baseball team? A guy named Jeffrey Loria owns the team. And he had reported, I don't know, a while back, that he had a potential buyer. Now, apparently, Loria is hated in South Florida.
Okay.
But, you know, they're professional owners that are. But this guy is really not liked. And he said that he had a buyer for $1.6 billion. Now, Joshua Kushner is the younger brother to Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared. Okay, same family. Reportedly has been negotiating an agreement to buy the Marlins with the current owner. However, Kushner's brother-in-law released a statement that the sale would be suspended because there are reports that the president might name the current owner, Jared Loria, as ambassador to France. So it probably wouldn't look good for the Kushners to end up having this baseball team, having sold it to a guy who just got an appointment from his brother's father-in-law. You know what I'm saying? So bad look right there. So he may end up being the ambassador to France and own a baseball team in America. How would that be?
Interesting.
ESPN advises us that President Trump has got no interest in putting together a bracket.
Oh,
I
what?
Know. I know.
Come on.
Yeah, now if it was a golf bracket, he might do it, but he's not a hoop guy, I guess.
Man, have someone do it for you.
Yeah, that's
who
right.
Cares?
Just do it to keep up appearances, right. You know, come on.
Because that's, you know, it got to the point where Obama was out there every year going over the bracket with Jim Nance or somebody, you know, picking it up. Anyway, network received the White House response that was nope. A spokesman said, we look forward to working with ESPN on another opportunity in the near future. Yeah, so we'll see again if they'll come up with something like that. So customs officials have found a catapult in Mexico, their side of the border. They can fling 400-pound bags of marijuana into the country.
Wow.
Little ingenuity thing going on there.
Yeah, you build a wall, we'll just catapult it over.
That's not bad at all.
That's stoner ingenuity for you right there.
Yeah, man, like it'll go really, really far.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The payments that Fox made to settle a sexual harassment lawsuit were supposed to make the case go away once and for all. But now, federal prosecutors are looking into the settlements a little more closely. The feds have subpoenaed a former Fox News employee to testify before a grand jury. The panel is looking into how the company handled the sexual harassment case. Farmers have long made pilgrimages to farm stores and cooperatives to buy seeds and fertilizer. Now, with a commodity glut pressuring crop prices and pushing farm incomes to an 8-year low, farmers are scouring the web for better deals. The Wall Street Journal says the shift could upend a decades-old system built around small-town suppliers that also offer farming advice and sell services such as spraying for weeds. Shares of Deere up 3% in pre-market trading after the maker of construction and agricultural equipment posted a quarterly profit in sales that beat expectations. Deere also provided an upbeat outlook on Wall Street futures, pointing to a lower open. That's Your Money Now.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with April Plemons from Longway Home Adoptables. And also, I'm holding in my hands the cutest little kitten.
Isn't he cute?
It's kitten day.
Yes. I brought them just for you because I know how much you love kittens.
I do. And this one is adorable.
I know. You've got the little orange and red tabby, and that one's name is Boo. So we actually have four kittens. They were found living under a car. And so it's a litter of four, three solid black ones and one orange tabby.
Aww.
And all of them are actually at Pet Supplies Plus. Most of our animals are in foster homes, but this is one case where you can actually go see them in person, play with them, see if you get attached. He seems very happy with you.
Yeah. He's sweet.
Yeah, so you can go to Pet Supplies Plus and visit with them there. And there's four of them. We have the girl is Cinderella, and then the three males are Bibbidi, Bobbidi, and Boo.
Bibbidi, Bobbidi, and Boo.
Yes.
Very nice. And I'm holding Boo here, right?
Yes. And they're all long-haired, so they're super fluffy. And seeing them all together is kind of like a poster, you know, where you have like a basket of kittens. It's just all fluff and big eyes and cuteness.
And they're all up for adoption or fostering.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great, too.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely. We can only save as many lives as we have foster homes. But thanks, of course, to Pet Supplies Plus, these guys can hang out in the store. And if you're in store, one thing that we really need right now is kitten food.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting to see the first few litters of kitten season come through, but before you know it, the shelters and everybody will be inundated with kittens.
Yeah, we were talking about that last week.
Yeah,
it's time of year.
It is happening. Yes, it's happening. And so the more kitten food we have on hand, the more able we are to save more lives. And so actually, if you're in the store, you can grab a couple bags of kitten food and they have a donation box up front, or you can always go to our website. We have a Walmart wish list, an Amazon wish list, and they'll ship it directly to us. So you don't even have to leave.
Oh,
you're
wow.
Home.
That's
stay
so
in your
cool.
jammies and order some cat food.
Now that he's getting comfortable, he's wanting to roam
yes.
around. He's looking around here.
There's a lot of cool lights and things that he can play with in here.
I hope the microphone picked up his little meow here just a second ago.
Yeah.
But
he's a cute little parrot.
So anything else you got going on or anything else
other
you want to tell people about?
Well, other than our need for kitten food right now and kittens for adoption and foster homes, we are opening up an internship for event planners. And so you can actually contact us through our website and we'll fill you in. So if you are in an organization where you need hours, or if this is going to be your major and you just want to get your feet wet, or you do it professionally and you just want to donate your time to a worthy cause, we are opening up that position.
Awesome. Very cool. And they can get more information at mylongwayhome.org.
Yes.
That's awesome. And that's also how you can get in touch with April and the good people over there at Long Way Home Adoptables. Mylongwayhome.org is where you do it. Thanks, April, for coming in. And thanks for bringing these little kittens. I always love to see them. This, of course, is brought to you by Pet Supplies Plus, your locally owned pet supply superstore located in the Bryan Target Center. Thanks a lot, April. I really appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at metroministorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Studying the brain in motion. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. PET scanning is a valuable way to study the brain because it shows not just structures, but also brain activity while performing a task. But the machines are bulky and don't allow patients to engage in most tasks, like standing, balancing, or walking. At the annual meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, West Virginia University researcher Julie Brefsinski-Lewis described a compact version of the device worn like a helmet. It's still tethered to bulky equipment, but it allows patients to move around.
And we've been able to image several patients walking in place, and we're about to commence studies on walking forward.
Eventually, more portable PET scans could reveal how the brain functions in a variety of physical activities and social interactions, and that could lead to better diagnoses and treatments of cognitive and motor disorders. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Join Bryan Broadcasting and the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley in supporting Empty Bowls Jr. February 25th. Students, teachers, and some of your favorite local restaurants and local radio personalities will all be on location at the Prosperity Bank location on East University Drive from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Donate $10 and get a bowl of soup, bread, and a handmade bowl from a local student. The money raised will benefit our area and school food pantries, ensuring that our local students won't go hungry. For more information, visit acbv.org. Empty Bowls Jr. from Taste of BCS, Prosperity Bank, Bryan Broadcasting, and the Arts Council. Council of the Brazos Valley.
828, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Infomaniacs in the WC Tractor Studio, your award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian and Navasota, let's check some weather, and it's sponsored by folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. The leaders in foundation repair for 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Still got some rain that you will drive through as you're headed to Houston, but it's not in the in the metropolitan area right now. It stops at about Cypress. But we've still got a 30% chance of some showers happening today, probably before noon. 72 is our high, 57 tonight. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, and 82 will be our high temperature. Still be 80 on Sunday, but the chance of rain is back up to 40%. It's 80% on Sunday night, 70% on Monday during the day with a high of 72. Still have a 40% chance of rain hanging around on Monday night as it stands now. Then we're back up to 72 with a slighter chance of showers on Tuesday. So temps will be okay. Just maybe have a rainy Sunday, it looks like. Right now, winds out of the east at 8, 83% relative humidity. We've got 54 degrees out there.
If you think that your boss won't notice when you're having a lazy day, think again. New sensors inside offices tell management when you leave early, arrive late, or just spend the day goofing off. Kim Commando with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. In offices everywhere, most people take no notice of small, inconspicuous sensors that are already tracking employees away from their desks, conference room usage, how often the computer keyboards are used. They also track how long an employee goes without speaking to another person. 15% of America's Fortune 500 companies are already on board, and more coming on every day. Yes, employers are watching closer than ever, and yes, it's all perfectly legal. Any employer can monitor any activity occurring in the workplace as long as it doesn't involve restrooms. And no, they don't have to tell anyone they're doing it. Welcome to the new normal. Get all the breaking tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
We all benefit from eating healthy, but when the time is tight, it always comes down to takeout or eating out. Until now. Introducing HelloFresh, the most delicious recipes. The healthiest, freshest ingredients, just the right quantities with step-by-step directions delivered straight to your door. HelloFresh, Hello Easy. To get $20 off your first box, go to HelloFresh.com/Kim. Shipping's free. HelloFresh.com/Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. $5 billion approved by Texas voters 2 years ago for transportation projects may be going elsewhere.
You know, transportation priorities have been met, but there are other priorities, healthcare, education, criminal justice, that also need to be met.
Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner on WTAW's The Infomaniacs has been asking questions about using highway money from Proposition 7 elsewhere in the state budget. Schwartner says sales tax money from Prop 7 can return to the general fund with the approval of a minimum 60% of the Senate and House. If you haven't been able to reach Congressman Bill Flores, he says it's due to liberal opponents to the Trump administration. Flores says his staff has multiple calls asking the same questions from the group Indivisible.
They put out a guide called the Indivisible Guide to basically disrupt the Trump agenda. And so they have been flooding most GOP congressional offices, including in our area, Central Cruz, Central Corning, and me.
Flores says the best way to reach him is filling out the contact form online at flores.house.gov. A Bryan woman is in jail accused of firing a gun at her husband.
According to the arrest report, 45-year-old Sally Garza told Bryan police she fired a shot at a trailer her husband was standing next to. Husband told police he had taken another pistol away from Garza before the shot was fired from the second handgun. The arrest report did not indicate what happened before the shooting, which was reported Wednesday night shortly before 6:30 in the area of Carver and Tatum. A Bryan man arrested in Waco in June of last year has been transferred to the Brazos County Jail on an armed robbery charge from October of 2015 in College Station. According to the arrest report, 20-year-old Ewell Hollingsworth Jr. is accused of pulling out a handgun and striking a man who did not have the money to pay for a half ounce of marijuana. then attempting to shoot the man with a second pistol that malfunctioned. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan man has died after he was arrested by Bryan police and taken to the Brazos County Jail. The sheriff's office reports jail employees noticed 39-year-old Johnny Hall appeared disoriented. Following a medical evaluation at the jail, Hall was taken to a local hospital where he died in the emergency room. An autopsy has been ordered. No plans this weekend?
The only thing I want you to worry about is this. The Golden Snitch.
Come out to Veterans Park for the U.S. Quidditch Association's Southwest Regional Championship. Austin Erickson is the president of the Texas A&M's Quidditch Association, and he says even non-Harry Potter fans will enjoy the excitement of what he calls a chaotic sport.
That's just how the sport is. Some people come out because they love the sport, which that's who I was, and then some people come out because they're real familiar and love the series.
Erickson says two Texas A&M teams are playing in the field of 21 this weekend. For more information on this free event, visit usquidditch.org. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 54 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
8:35, let's check some weather, shall we? And the weather is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure's moved off to the east. Satellite and radar already showing moisture moving back into the region. Clouds will advance. There could be a few showers before the day is done. We're up to 70 to 75 today. Clouds night, lows will be 55 to 60. Now, the cloudiness should break up tomorrow. It'll turn partly sunny and rather warm as we start the President's Day weekend. Highs near 80. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Clouds, maybe a few afternoon showers Sunday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Friday, time to talk to folks from the City of College Station and place one member of the City Council, Blanche Bricks, here this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Just fine. Thank you.
Let's turn back to you just finished having your first retreat with a new mayor and this council as they are. Give me your thoughts there.
Well, I thought we did it. We had a good retreat. They actually had a man come from out of town who conducted it and facilitated it, and he had been a mayor for many, many years. I'm sorry, not a mayor, a city manager, and he knew the operations very well, and I thought it was helpful to have someone from outside look at our procedures and how we see our procedures, and so we went through it in that way, and I was a little wondering at first if this would work well, but it did. But I think what's interesting to me, too, is not just the specifics that we went through, but he asked at the first, what is our vision for the council or how we work and what do we want to get done? And we talked some about the democratic process. And I think, of course, I'm a teacher, so I like those kinds of discussions. But I think it was helpful because I think sometimes we get off track and we begin to see this as a winner-take-all, win-lose situation. And to me, the democratic process is a way for us to resolve as many differences as we can and maintain the ability to keep disagreeing and agreeing. So the process is really important, and one of the main reasons for me that I ran for the council, that if we lose faith in that process, we can't solve any of these problems.
Well, this isn't the first time that you've been concerned about how a council might interact with its citizenry. And part of it has got to go on the citizens of College Station and every city. They feel like at the 11th hour, the city council's trying to sneak something by on them. And so they come in and they fill up chambers and they talk about the same thing over and over again. And I don't think that's ever going to go away.
Well, probably not, because we'll never get a perfect process. And we always have different people involved in it, different council, different staff, etc. But certainly that was one of my first items was to ask the staff to consider how we can engage citizens in the planning process in a more meaningful way. I have seen this over and over and over, the process you've talked about, and many people leave very frustrated and feeling less faith in their government and in the process than I want to see. Because these are people who turn out and vote. These are people who try to keep their property in good shape. They try to be good neighbors. And it's not easy, but I think we've seen something in this coming situation out at Arrington that may begin to help us move toward broadening that process somewhat. The neighborhood, the Nantucket, South Oaks, and Indian Lakes neighborhoods have gotten together and formed their own committee, and they have been tenacious over the past year meeting with staff, trying to understand how to plug in to the process, very concerned about the traffic situation coming at them with all of that development. And out of this has come, through the efforts of many different people, attempts to get them better informed, but for them to actually govern themselves in getting informed. And they've met with the developers, they've met with the county and city staff, and are meeting, I think, even this week. I don't know what will come out of that, but we definitely have a more collaborative process because they really demanded that we do something more than just put out a sign and say there's going to be a public hearing.
Sure. Blanche Brick joins us this morning. And more there'll be that this week. The Bryan City Council, for the first time in 40 years, amended their ETJ, extraterritorial jurisdiction, with plans, obviously, that the city limits are going to change there. And as they approach 100,000, they'll have the same rules that College Station does. But we're going to have more and more situations like this, are we not, where the city is going to be up next to the county, and there are going to be, for instance, roads or infrastructure that have to be taken care of.
Well, there is no doubt that this involved everybody. Everybody had to get to the table in some manner. And the county, I think, is the judge was involved in this. He wants to get this worked out. We have some commissioners that have just gone from city council to the commission. So they kind of carry a historical account in their mind of our concerns and can apply them in that way. I think all of that is very helpful. But again, I just want to say that I think we have got to come up with some formal mechanism, if you want to put it that way, of trying to get more engagement or involvement from our neighborhoods and not expect each neighborhood to come up with the kind of tenacity and skills that these people have shown over a year's time. That's a lot to ask when people are going about their jobs every day and trying to get things done. And some people don't have the time, they might not have the skill to do it. But if we have a process that's there, there's a more opportunity, at least, for people to feed into it.
Sure. I know that you're going to be meeting with other city leaders at the Texas Municipal League. One of the things I think I'm concerned about is that legislation passed in the last legislature is really scaring cities away from the bonding process. So certificates of obligation, while it gets you the funds, it doesn't have the public input that you'd have if you brought it before the voters. What should be done there?
Well, I've been very concerned about that. In fact, I was not at all in favor of canceling the bond election. To me, if it had to be put off 3 years because they voted it down, then it had to be. But with the majority of council being in favor of it and listening to the arguments, I did go along with that. But I said, I really believe, and I got the council to agree, that we would create a citizen advisory committee, not just that would meet every 5 years. We know we had that when we have CIP projects, but that would meet more regularly so we could have a more engaged citizenry, since we are not going to be asking them to vote on CIP bonds. And I don't know how that's going to play out. I don't know yet. We're trying to figure out the best way to put that together. But to at least know, well, we've decided to do this. We've moved ahead on this. This is why we can't move ahead on this right now. And just keep them engaged in what we are doing in that process, because I think it gives us a broader sounding board.
So we've talked about growth-related issues. What are some other problems that you're concerned about?
Well, they all sort of come to or from the growth relation. The transportation infrastructure, we're looking at $150 million over the next 10 years. I'm very concerned about how we can meet those needs in a fair and equitable manner. We've moved toward it already. We've established impact fees. We're looking at ways to do the best we can to get ahead and not just wait until things pile up on us. But again, money's a huge part of that. I'm also concerned that we have not been able to really seriously look at how to fund our city hall. We need a city hall. We need a conference center that we've been working to have all of these times. And one of the reasons we haven't been able to do it is because most of our indebtedness and bonded indebtedness is going to fund transportation, and transportation related directly to growth. Now, some of it, some portion of that is related to maintaining, but we also passed a maintenance fee this past time. So I think we're beginning to move to get a handle on that. And, you know, you never move fast enough. You always want to do more, but in some ways, it's good. The democratic process slows you down because how do you get everybody into the act and still get some action? You know, these aren't new concerns, these concerns of growth and everything. We're not the first to feel that technology and growth and everything is getting ahead of what we can reasonably consume and understand.
Sure. Blanche Brick, Place One City Council member, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Back a few weeks ago, we visited with Cynthia Corona, brand new here from New Orleans, where she was a merchant in the French Quarter and helped get started what was back then the French Quarter Festival. Well, now introducing the Spirit of Texas Festival. It'll be March the 2nd through the 5th at Wolf Pin Creek and College Station, and it is the first annual.
This is the maiden voyage of the Spirit of Texas Festival, but we're so excited. Everyone that we have spoken to has been so welcoming, and everybody has an idea, and they all want to jump on board. And that's how we ended up with so many events here for our first year.
Did she say so many events? Yeah.
World record chili, to the two-step, to the pie contest, to the trading market, to the idea village, to the military muscle showdown, to the Girl Scout birthday party. Each one of these things reaches a different segment of our community.
And there will be a barbecue cook-off. There will be a bike show. The Frito Pie will be available. The Cowboy Church, Future Stars of Texas stage, the Idea Village, the Pinterest Fair, the art contest and show, the trading market. Is that enough for you?
The mom will come to shop at the trading market, and dad can look at the car show, and the kids can go to the Idea Village. So it's all about just being a family-friendly, fun event.
Yeah, we talked about the pie contest. That will be a pie-making contest honoring all mothers and grandmothers. It'll be part of the Spirit of Texas Festival.
And I'm trying to talk with some local people now. I'd like to do a promo of maybe a pie throwing contest the night before.
And we talked about chili. Well, part of the Spirit of Texas Festival, we'll be trying to break the Guinness Book of World Record for the most chili. It's now held by some folks in North Dakota. Well, they'll be attempting to bring the Guinness World Record home by producing more than 5,000 pounds of chili. Here again, Cynthia Corona.
We're having a chili eating contest with the International Federation of Competitive Eaters, who are the guys that eat the hot dogs at Coney Island, the Nathan's hot dogs at Coney Island. Well, they're going to come down, and they're going to bring in 6 or 8 of the top 15 competitive eaters in the world. And we're expecting to be covered by CNN and by ESPN.
And most important, Who it benefits? Well, three great organizations.
It benefits Ronald McDonald House, and who doesn't love Ronald McDonald House and all of that hard work of Katie Scott and her team, and Canines for Cops. Canines for Cops, a Houston-based charity that has just moved to College Station. They've moved their entire organization here. In 6 years, I think they've raised a little over $8 million. They've given out 130-something dogs, and they've taken almost $200 million worth of contraband off of the streets. So definitely a big return on investment. And then Mobility Worldwide is a charity that one of their factories, they have 28 factories around the country, and one of them is in Bryan, where they not only, they give the gift of mobility to people that are without limbs in other countries, in developing countries. And here in Bryan, they give the gift of usefulness by hiring people that might not necessarily have anything to do.
Now, they'll raise their money once you get in, but you get in for free. Yep, admission is free of charge. It starts on Thursday, March the 2nd, and it goes through Sunday, March the 5th. It is the first annual Spirit of Texas Festival, and thank you to Cynthia Corona for getting this going. I'm Tom Turbeville. That's Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Is this the year you become a homeowner?
Cherry Rufino's free home buyer seminars are back. Come hear all the ins and outs of the process. We'll guide you every step of the way. Join us the first Tuesday of every month at 6:30 at the corner of University and Texas at the Coldwell Banker Agtown Building. For more information, go to cherryrufino.com. Seating is limited. To make reservations, go to cherryrufino.com.
That's the first Tuesday of every month at 6:30. Hope to see you there.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. With a new year and a new president, we are keeping up with the changes as they happen. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
About 10 minutes still, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, you want to do a DVD thing this weekend? Here are the top ones as far as rentals are concerned. Deepwater Horizon, number 4. Number 3 is Boo! And Madea Halloween?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Jack Reacher, Never Go Back. And number 1 is The Accountant. Over on the purchase side, Jack Reacher in at number 4. Number 3 is Justice League Dark. Boo! That Halloween thing again. And number 1 is Trolls.
So, NBC announced that the cast of the 2003 movie Love Actually has gotten back together. Mm-hmm. And they're going to make a sequel called Red Nose Day, actually, that'll air on May the 25th on the Red Nose Day telethon. Hollywood Reporter says Hugh Grant, Keira Lightley, Colin Firth, Liam Neeson, Bill Nye, Andrew Lincoln, and Rowan Atkinson.
Bill Nye, the science guy?
I think it's a different one.
No, it's the different one. It's the British guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Are all doing their part for the charity. Love Actually stars won't be returning. Emma Thompson and, of course, Alan Rickman. He can't because he's not alive anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that, and Mr. Downs is here this morning with... Let's do this real quick. Hello.
Yeah, did I hear you right that they found a catapult that would throw 400 bales of marijuana across the border?
400-pound bales, yep.
We need to create one so we can just throw it back at them.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you do that?
Or you could take the people. Never mind. I'm not going to say people. Couldn't do a people thing. So
that would be pretty sad that the way that you met your maker was to have a 400-pound bale of marijuana fall on top of you.
Yeah, really.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not a good way to go.
That would be your time. Mm-hmm. So why the carb overload this morning?
I think Lily was celebrating because of the fact that Lillian showed up as one of the most popular girl names.
I wouldn't say popular, but trendy.
Yeah,
is that what it was? Because I was listed to him, and I was saying, "Good Lord!"
Yeah, she's feeling trendy.
Right? Because there's no way that Barofalamo or whatever that boy's name was is popular.
Yeah, and you know, her name is not is not a poisonous gas, so you got that going for you.
One of the favorite boy names, Fenork.
Yeah,
pretty sure one of them was Samara, which is like the bad girl from The Ring.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
So a commuter in the London Underground captured video of a weird performance art piece. Happened when a group of actors dressed in Star Trek uniforms boarded a busy train on Wednesday. In the clip, they act out a scene from Star Trek, just like it's on the bridge of the Starship Enterprise.
Well, yeah.
Unclear
there's nothing,
why they did.
And this made it to our unusual news segment?
And the,
what's
the,
wrong with that?
I know. And
that's,
there's a,
not, that's not unusual news. That's a dream.
There's a video of it out there available for you. So,
well...
Now, you went and saw the Batman Lego movie, right?
Yeah.
And I said, how was it? And he looked at me. He said, it was the
Batman Lego movie.
Yeah, what are you going to expect from that?
Yeah, it's, exactly.
It was good. It was, I like to say, subversive.
There you are.
The kids can watch it and not get it.
Okay, that's even better.
All right.
People Magazine and ABC News getting together to do a new limited primetime series called People Icons.
Called People in Texas Shouldn't Watch.
The Wrap, that's the WRAP, reports the hour-long weekly program.
And while you're at it, turn up some headphone volume. Because Brad might say something and I need to hear it. There
like
we
that.
Go. Much okay. better, yeah.
He's got to know what to put on the HR form whenever, you know. He's
that's
saying.
Right.
And then I spoke with Mr. Yeah. Brad.
The Wrap reports the hour-long weekly program will be hosted by Laura Spencer, who, of course, we all know is a co-host of Good Morning America.
Well, yeah.
Each episode will have a different theme. The initial episode will focus on celebrity love stories. They'll start.
Well, there's certainly not been any of that in People magazine before.
No.
That'll be new. I wonder if they can handle that kind of journalism out there.
They will include Beyonce and Jay-Z.
A story about Beyonce and Jay-Z in People magazine? Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
And the Obamas. Obamas.
So well, there. Good.
All diversity right. at its finest.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I feel better already.
So did you see any of the news conference?
Yeah, I did.
So?
It was during lunch, okay. And I went home for my turkey sandwich.
Yeah.
I was just, wow.
Yeah.
Let's check this guy's background. Are you sure you're not related? Where's his family tree?
Yeah.
It was just, okay. And the thing was, you know that 3/4 of America and 100% of the news people there didn't get it.
Yes.
Did not get the fact that he was just having a hoot at their
expense. He's having a great time.
And they're not used to it. I guess none of us are really used to a president who amuses himself. Just if he wants to make something up, he'll make it up.
I like the idea of him blowing up the Russian ship. He just said, we're going to blow it up. I ought to just blow that ship
there's
up.
There's a ship out there. Bad. Very bad.
Yeah,
there's a cruise missile. Bad. Very bad.
You guys would like it if I blew up that ship. I'm not gonna, but you would like it if I did.
It would be wonderful. It'd be beautiful. A beautiful blowing up.
He is the ultimate in hyperbole.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Schumer or some other lightweight.
What's it?
Senator Schumer or some other lightweight.
The funny thing is, on my social media, whenever the press conference was going on, the liberals just lost their mind posting stuff. And I was just wondering if that many liberals ever watched any of Obama's press conferences.
Oh, can you imagine there'd be any way? I mean, I just...
It was like watching a clean version of Veep.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
It was just somebody saying, hey, let's go mess with their heads today.
Just have fun with them and see if they enjoy themselves. And they didn't. And Shepard Smith's head blew up. I mean, it exploded on Fox. But I don't know. Yeah. Oh, he was. How dare you think that we can't ask the question that the American public wants to know? I'm going, really? Because I care.
Oh, Shepard.
I care a lot about what Shepard says. However, there was. I got to kill that. I've got. Did you hear what the president said about our show?
No.
Oh.
All right. President Donald Trump.
They're very honorable people. They have the most honest morning show. That's all I can say. It's the most honest.
It's a pretty big endorsement.
Pretty
there.
Cool, right?
Well, we've got a lot to live up to now.
Just back at you now. Mm-hmm. So the next time you give me any grief, hello.
Well, you got to appreciate somebody that doesn't take 90 minutes to answer 3 questions.
You're right.
Yeah.
Because I had bad news. I think I had 14 audio cuts this morning.
Wow.
I mean, just boom. They were just everywhere. You could pick and choose.
I'm not going to call you fake news anymore. I'm going to call you really fake news.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It was,
it
was great.
Okay, so are you going to see any movies this week? Are there any new movies this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Oh. There's Matt Damon and The Wall.
Oh, yeah, The Wall.
And
yeah.
I've got to see John Wick. I don't recommend that as fun for the whole family.
Probably
but
not.
I did see John Wick 1, and so John Wick 2 has like an 86 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
So it's it could be good.
The Lowly Thimble. Did you hear about the Lowly Thimble?
Yes. It's being kicked out of Monopoly.
What am I supposed to use now? I was the third of three boys, and so my oldest brother got the car, my second one got the hat, and I was pretty much relegated to the thimble. What am I supposed to use now? The shoe?
Now, I'm all right. I want to go back to
March 19th. They're coming out with a new one.
An iron.
No, the iron got kicked
iron
out,
got
too.
Kicked out, yeah.
I want to go back. We'll go back in a second. I want to go back to yesterday when you had to.
No,
you were telling me that,
anything,
you had to empty your brother's spit can. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what your parents made you do?
Spit trash can.
Mm-hmm. It was like a chore just around the house to empty all the trash cans around the house. But his in particular in his room was gross.
I got you.
Remember, what is it? Don't chew the chew. Lose the chew.
That's
through with the chew.
There you go.
you could tell people about that, and you wouldn't have to live in that home anymore as a child.
That's right. Nowadays, you're right. Okay, the move as far as
in the foster care system now.
The Monopoly parts, the move is part of a campaign to select the next generation of pieces. Hashtags, emojis, and even a rubber duck may replace the dogs, cats, and hats in the upcoming version.
I mean, do people still play Monopoly?
That's a good question.
Do people play board games?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, they do play board games. Yeah, I hope so because my wife has a store that sells them. So, we're gonna hope that works.
Well, they're trying to target, you know, obviously the younger generation, the new generation, the younger. Are they playing these things?
Yeah, I think some of them do. You got 30 seconds, Mr.
Downs. Hey, Lily and Mary are doing jigsaw puzzles at the house. They've even ordered some in because they've gotten so fascinated by jigsaw puzzles. No good at it. I've never seen anything like it. I have no interest
in
it.
Well, engineers.
They were complaining about all the pieces look the same in this one. Let's get one where the pieces are. What?
All right, we're back on Monday. WDAW College Station, Brian.